This is Channel 1, over. This is Channel 1, over on the New Rio, Roberts 1. This is the first long tape of visit on the new system. And this is just at the end of Roberts' narrative of what happened when the electricity went off and he couldn't get electricity to keep his stored up candy, preserve that during that hurricane, the only hurricane we had during that season. And this is Tuesday, the 11th of March, 1969. Tuesday, the 11th of March, 1969. Now, I'll backtrack just a little.
I'll tell you. When Harry called up and Harry told me, I waited and I said, well, I won't call Lorraine up. And I said also, if it was the president had, well, Hines, of course, the vice president down there, Hines, comes from High Springs. He was born and raised up in High Springs. He's a local boy. He's a vice president. Uh-huh. And Johnny Folks, he's the head of agricultural services for Johnny came over Williston. Johnny and I used to show hogs and cows together. And Johnny often stops in here. Well, the president was Cecil.
Can't help you.
He was the vice president of Baird Hardware up here. Cecil. Anyhow, they're two brothers. See, this former president of the Florida Power Corporation came in Gainesville. And I came up here to start the veterans training here, Guy, because the former vice president of Florida Power Corporation, Bird Latham, came up here and he said that nobody could get along with the people up here. And I said, the hell they can. So he said, I guess you can. I said, you're damn right I can. So the manager of the VA, we were going to lunch together, all three of us.
Yeah.
And after we were through lunch, walking back, and the manager said, Bob, I'd like to see you for a minute. And he stepped off the pavement over on the grass went over there. And he said, Bert, I'll see you later. He said, I want to talk to Bob. So Bert made some kind of a sarcastic remark. We were always making sarcastic remarks to one another, so didn't mean much. Tom Montague.
If polite, you'd think something was wrong. Huh?
Yeah. So Tom Montague, or Sam Montague, I mean, said, Bob, did you mean what you said when you were going to lunch? Like, what do you mean? I always mean what I say. He said, I doubt that, but he said that when you were talking to Bird and Bird couldn't get along with those people up there in Gainesville, you said you could. I said, I meant it. Damn right I meant it. I said, look, I've been three quarters of the way around the world and I haven't met many people I couldn't get along with. And I haven't been in towns where I haven't found some of the people I can get along with. Now, there's some of them I can't get along with, that's for sure. Neither can you, not 100%. But the majority of them you can get along with. And I said, the same way in Gainesville, I can get along with all those people up there. I said, Lord, there's crackers up there. I can get along with all of them. I'm not going to get along with 99% of them, but I'll get along with 90% of them. He said, you think you could go up there and start this rehabilitation program and get along with those people? I said, sure. Not that I want to go.
Not asking for it.
He said, well, he said, we've had Bird up there, and he said, he can't do it. He said, we've got to get started. You heard what he said. I said, yeah, I heard what he said. I said, he hadn't tried. He said, he's been there over a month. He's back and he hadn't done anything. In fact, the matter is, it's just as bad or worse than it was. I said, well, I'm sorry to hear that. He said, you think you can get along with him? I said, I don't think I know it. I've been up there. I know a lot of those people up there. Nothing wrong. All right.
This was sort of cracker haven for a long time, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
And all around here, the people come in from other parts of the world.
You had, there were only 2,500 to 2,400 and some odd number of students in the university when I got up here.
Yeah.
Old Klein Graham was the manager. That was before Bowman came here. Bowman went away from here with a pot full. And he came here, Guy, he didn't have a pot to put it in or a window to throw it out of. When he came here, he lived with my secretary and his wife. I played bridge with him. But look, when I wanted a job and I walked in there, I made appointments to go in and see him when he was the manager of the University of Florida. And I asked his secretary, I said, what is it? Do you have to have a gold-plated car to get in this office? I said, you tell Bowman who I am. She said, Mr. Bowman. I said, you heard what I said, sister. She says, I'll tell him you were here. I said, you do that. And he had another assistant. He had a buyer there for supplies, storekeeper, purchasing agent or something. That boy left here and he went out to Colorado. And he went out of here with a pocket full of good, believe me. I'm sure he did. He went. But Bowman, he's the president of some university down here near Sarasota now, isn't he? He went up to the University of New York, New York U. And I told Ruth when he went there, I said, look, he's going to go up there and try and play around and outsmart those Jews up there, those clever Jews in New York, at New York University. I said, he's going to have another think company. He ain't going to go up there and do what he did here with these crackers at the University of Florida. And he was up there about 2 years, and then he got with his Presbyterian bunch, and he's down here with some, you know.
Gosh, where are all the crackers now, Roberts?
They've gone away from here, been absorbed. Most of them have left.
You don't still have them around the countryside.
I'll tell you something that's awful funny to me. I said to Ruth this morning, you remember this fellow Bigham? You see his name, you'll see Teddy Bigham's name. It says Teddy Bigham. I just wonder if it is Teddy. Over here at this barge canal, this barge port, and it's going to build barges over here in the canal in Levy County. This Bill Bigham was arrested several years ago, 3 years ago, for counterfeiting $10 bills. Bill Bigham was a cracker, and his family was a cracker, and they came from Dunedin. But Bill came up here from Dunedin. And one of the people that I knew up here was a very strict cracker. I mean, a real cracker. And he was a relative of the Bighams. When I came up here, he asked me, he wouldn't even feed you if you were starving. He wouldn't give you a crust of bread. So this man, this uncle or cousin or whatever it was, and he asked me, he says, who do you know in Dunedin? You say you're from Dunedin? I said, yeah, I'm from Dunedin. I said, who do you want me to know? He said, well, who do you know? I said, well, I know the Chrisman girls. I thought, well, I'd speak of the two prettiest girls in town. Not an old bastard. He wouldn't look at the girls anyhow. He said, you know the Crispin twins? I said, yeah. Very fine girl, very nice girl. I said, in fact, the matter is my son was playing tennis with him last week. I don't know which night it was, but I said, I know he's down on the tennis court playing tennis with him. He said, who else do you know? I said, who do you want me to know? He said, you want me to know Hadley Shaw? I said, hell, Hadley was born and raised right over here in Loch Lucer. I said, Hadley got arrested, I said, for seining fish out of Loch Lucer. I guess maybe he got arrested for seining them out of Orange Lake. I don't know. I said, he's the manager of the town of Dunedin. Used to be in a bank down there with Burt Grant and a bunch of them. I said, I don't know who you want. He said, you know any Bighams? I said, hell yeah. I said, Sally Bigham and her kids. I said, no man Bigham, he works there for a food machinery or Skinner's. I can't remember which. I said, and then there's Teddy, the youngest kid. And I said, then there's Bob, and then there's Bill. I said, Bill, working as a butcher right next door. I said, he works for Harry Meyer there. He said, you know him? I said, well, now look, how in the hell could I give you the names of... I said, I taught Teddy Bigham in school. I said, yeah, how the hell would I know their name and who they are and what they're doing? I said, if I didn't know them. He said, well, you win. And that time on, anything I want or I could have. He told me then to sell it. Those are kin folks. But what I was going to say, guy, that Bigham, I don't believe he's ever been brought to trial.
Yeah.
And yet Teddy Bigham over here, that's a younger brother, I see his name Teddy. I don't know whether it's Teddy or not, because I don't think Teddy's got enough brains to do what he's doing over there. I know Teddy, and I it's a question in my mind whether it's not Bill and he's using his brother's name, Teddy. And the vice president, Hardy, of the Florida National Bank, was over there. He got kicked out of Florida National Bank. He was over there with Bill Bigham in this barge port thing, barge canal business, and going in business with him.
I'll find out a little more.
I'll let you rest a little bit. I don't know how you learned from my job.
I don't know. Oh, shoot. I never
heard. You, that's just...
Huh?
That's just about an ideal business, isn't it?
That would be the right setup, wouldn't it?
Brothers.
No, they're not brothers. Hardy, I'm afraid. This is what I'm talking about. The counterfeiter is Bigham.
Bigham. Teddy and Bill?
No, Bill was the... Teddy's the one that's supposed to be running this barge thing over there now in place of Bill and Hardy, but I can't figure it. I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Bill Bigham came up here to run his uncle's tung oil plant up at Brooker. And then one time it conveniently burned up. The whole doggone works.
Yeah.
Then he went into the chicken business. And then he was shares in chicken business. Then he had set you up in the chicken business. 6 or 8,000 land hens and whole darn worked.
Yeah.
And then he started in the real estate business. He was building a house. It's 5 acres of land, a house, and a set up of chickens. So all you have to do is raise the chickens, sell the eggs, and pay the mortgage.
Pay the mortgage.
That's the truth. So he got a lot of people to invest money in it. And finally, that blew up. They kicked him out. I don't know what they didn't do anything with him. I know he was running around footloose and fancy free. Then he went up to Georgia. He got out of the state of Florida, I think, and he went up to Georgia somewhere, and he was making feed mills. Manufacturing feed mill.
Oh.
And then he got caught for counterfeiting, making funny money, funny $10 bills. Mm-hmm. I think there were tens. And I have never heard of him being brought to trial.
But that's the end of the story.
No.
Well, now that last one is remarkable. He really in the chicken business. He really grows in the chicken business. All of it getting somebody else to work for him. And this is around 150 or better, Channel 1 over. And this is the end of that tape with a new system. Roberts down to store that Tuesday after dinner, middle of the afternoon of the 13th of March, 1969. This is Channel 1 over. This is Channel 1 over on Roberts is Real. Now I'm going to put another tape on this from Woodard Coleman. Woodard Coleman, that talk I had with him on Wednesday, the 25th of December, 1968. I drove up, and he was out getting wood with his dog, and his dog barked at me for 15 minutes. And I sat in the car, and he stood there and talked to me. Finally, I said, I wanted to see Emma, and we went over and saw Emma, and then we came back and inspected his wagon. Now, this is Channel 1 over on Roberts' tape, but this is a tape of Woodard Coleman up at the old Micanopy Junction, right across the railroad from where Phil Patterson had his mill back in the late 30s. Now, Woody didn't have any neighbors much when he moved up there, when his pappy lived there, and he still didn't have any neighbors, not close ones. Now, this is one of the remarkable tapes.
Oh, no, I didn't know how I was going to get in trouble tonight.
No, sir. That's right. Well, they just make a lot of noise down here. That's how it barks a lot.
Well, some of them, you know, just bite you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, but they'll bark a plenty, but I never see them try to bite nobody.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they would or not. They might be trying. They kind of scare people a little bit.
Oh, I don't like a dog that's too fierce. Oh, they can hurt you.
Yes, sir, they can. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I didn't know you lived this far back.
No, sir.
I just passing up there, and I said, I'll go over at Woody Coleman's and see that pretty mule.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, yeah, she's around here a lot.
It's a good little way. Well, it's what they call it, go back in the yard.
Half a mile from here's highway.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's all right. It's
yes,
good.
Sir.
It's good
yes,
road.
Sir. Yes, sir. It used to... The road has been pretty bad, though. You know, when I was having trouble to water down there, that little low place right down there?
Yeah.
Couldn't get through that, but now I don't have no trouble now.
Yeah. Oh, if you get much water, I guess it might give you a little trouble.
Yes, sir. Yes, it might give some trouble again.
Yeah.
But what? It don't seem like it get as bad now as it did at first.
Oh, really?
No, sir.
Out there in my driveway, that lane going up to my house.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you know that. I don't take care of it.
No, sir.
And the water will stand in it.
Yes, sir.
And first thing you know, you got a great big hole. You know how it does.
Yes, sir. That's right, sir. Yes, sir. Sure. That's right, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How long you live back here?
I've been living back here now. Well, of course, I live here with my daddy. Before I married, and after I married, I lived back over there in the woods, a piece about 2-3 miles back, about 2.5 miles back over there.
Yeah.
And after he died, after him and the mother both died, I moved back here. But I moved back here in 43 since I moved back here.
Uh huh.
This last time.
Your daddy died in 43?
He died in 33. But the mother died in 40, and I let another fellow stay in the house up until that time.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I moved back over here. He wasn't taking care of it, and so I just moved back.
Yeah.
I was living further back over in the woods than this.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, you haven't got any neighbors call now.
No, sir. No, sir.
Did you used to have some neighbors?
Well, not too close. No, sir. Of course, it is a good... Well, I guess just about like you see it is now. Just about people about that where Miss Gerardy stays. That always was about the closest neighbor we had there.
Oh.
Of course, way back years ago, it used to be some people live right back over and had houses back. But that was before the time of Daddy, before he lived here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No, sir.
Well, now, when your daddy was living, you all farmed right smart of it, didn't you?
No, not too much right here, but had other fields.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Yeah, not too much right in this place, because it wasn't too much land. He bought this from a man named Mr. Riley. It's just a small lot here, about 7 acres.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Well, now, take Freddie. He farms little plots all around.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He goes all about.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, it's not so bad with him, but it was with us, because we farmed or scattered about like that, or using a mule, you know, it's kind of slow going, but he can get to his weight so quick, you know.
Yes, but you know, in your time, in your daddy's time, you didn't have to get there quite so quick.
No, sir. Expenses wasn't like it is now.
Yeah.
Now, like it is now, you have hip high now. Well, I sometimes I'd be surprised at them when they was waiting way over across over the bridge. They'd go home to dinner a long ways like that. Look like me, that got hands high too. You know,
mm-hmm.
Look like you lose a lot of time. And you go so full like that, especially you got somebody hired with.
Yeah. I thought about that, too.
Yes, sir.
Because That's a good place. Just sit down there and open up the pail. And...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. And while you're riding, you could be sitting down resting.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. That riding, you get to do too much of that anyhow.
Yes, sir. That's true. Yes, sir.
Oh, this is nice back here. You don't have any interruptions. You don't have interruptions back here much, do you?
Not much. The possums and coons, some of the possums come in and get into the chickens sometimes.
Oh, do they?
I had to shred them up, you know. That's about the biggest show we have back here. And once in a way, of course, now it has been a little stealing done. You know, it used to be way back years ago, what we called a tramp. People would walk the railroad, you know. They would go to the railroad, but now they go on the highway now. Just once in a way. I seen a man come along here about a month and a half ago. That's the first one I seen in I don't know, it's a long time. You don't hardly ever see him walk the railroad, unless it's somebody had done something, you know, kind of dodging.
Yeah. I wonder how he got out.
But if he comes in, there's a couple of prisoners come by here. Well, one, that's right. One of them stole in our house. I came to watch the doctor. That's just I've been living here this last time.
Uh-huh.
And he must have been crossed over there on them trees. And while he seen me, well, I carried her and left her down. I used to stay down there so long sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm magnetic. And I come back and
found some.
And he watched me. And when I left the last time, then he come in broken house and got to me.
No.
Yes. And he... Taking, it looked like he wanted some cornbread, and taking a package of meal and a little skillet and a pot, and went across out there. The trees weren't cut out then, and made up a fire.
Oh.
And when we come back, he's out there, but we didn't know it.
Oh.
When he went in the house and seen somebody had been in the house, and some people live right down at the crossing then, a little house Mr. Boyd had out there.
Oh.
You might have seen it. Since a little house that's right there. It used to be at the cross. He done tore it down now. And
I don't remember it.
Yes. And so I went back down and asked them, had they seen anybody, and he hadn't been long past. He told me which way he went towards making up, and I went on. I overtaken him. And he was escaped from the gang.
Oh.
And I told him they didn't want to ride. He said, yeah, he jumped in the back of the truck. And so I came up to make an opening and got up there. Just before we got there, Mr. Weaver used to keep in that tin building. Well, he's suspicious of it. He jumped out. So Mr. Duncan was right around the corner there with Mr. Weaver's place. I went down and told him he had some hard nose, broke in the house. I said, because he had a pot in his hand and I seen it, what come out of the house. What I had bought the major syrup with. Dip up syrup with. He had that in his hand. But he had thrown it in the bushes. I didn't know it. And so he went back around, and he thought he was going to run, but he didn't run. And so he got him, and he made him go down there and get that pot when he just sold out up the road there.
Why?
Yes, and he went and got it.
Is that right?
Yes. And he had just escaped from that place up there in Gainesville.
Yeah.
You know where they keep them, people let them beat minded people. That's where he was.
Oh.
He'd come from. That's where he said he'd come.
Well, he wasn't very dangerous, was he?
No, sir. No, sir. So, but he was a prisoner, though. Don't they wake prisoners to that place? What that place, you know, I can't call the name.
I don't know either.
Leaving Gainesville, going out towards Waldo.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know what you mean.
Yes. You'll keep them the farm
Sunnyland.
Children. Yes, that's right.
Sunnyland.
Yes, sir, that's
right. Or Sunland.
No, say Sunnyland.
Sunland. Sunland Training Center.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. I'll be at ease with you. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I always get it mixed up with that.
At Market, where they butcher hogs there.
Yeah, meat packers.
Yes, sir.
Sunnyland.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And so that's where he come from. He had, I think, 5 years. He hadn't served the board. He hadn't served less than 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And so they carried him on back, and I ain't had no more trouble since that time.
Well, you back here where if anybody wants to call on you, they wouldn't have much interference from outside, would they?
No, sir, they wouldn't. Yes. No, sir. No, sir, they wouldn't have.
But I guess they don't leave the road.
No, sir.
The main road.
No, sir. As I said, way back years ago, they used to walk through most of the railroad, but now they don't come back over in these cut-off places much now unless somebody just know where they're going to.
Yeah. What have you been raising out here? You have a good garden over there, don't you?
In principle, I have a garden over here. In the late years, I ain't been doing much at it, but, you know, we always did farm. Well, my dad had farmed, and we always did farm. Way back years ago, we used to grow vegetables and cotton, too.
Squash?
Yes, beans.
Beans?
Yes, cabbage. We used to grow cabbage, lettuce. Yes.
You know, I'm sorry we don't still grow them, and beans, you know.
Yes, sir.
Oh. How many crops of beans did you all grow on?
We used to grow
during the year, I mean.
2 years, spring and fall.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We go.
How long would it stay in? A couple of weeks?
A bean crop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, principally, we would start picking beans. We were picking beans in spring about a month.
That long?
Yes, sir. And
what do you do when you plant them? You stagger them?
We planted our spring beans. Maybe you start in, say, sometimes some people put them out last of January, but you stand in a little danger cold then. But February, from that to about 1st of March, we'll plant all the different plants, you know, we'll plant all the same time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so when we start the picking, we'll pick just about like we planted.
Uh-huh.
Just come on in one field, maybe give out, with another one coming in like that. And in the fall of the year, I don't know how people plant them now. I plant them so long around here, but
I haven't seen any planted.
No, we used to plant them then. We plant them, and some people got to plant them last of August. But you know, you plant them too much heat, you know, they don't do so well. We started about September mostly.
Uh huh.
Yeah. And plant on during September, plant then.
Oh.
When you go to maybe plant all of September, different plants like that, and go to picking, you pick just about like you planted. So.
Uh-huh.
If the cold didn't kill them, you know.
Yeah, you got to take a chance.
Yes, huh? Take a chance on the cold.
You know, I've got in on one crop of beans since I've been down here.
Yes, sir.
And that was up at Laycross.
Yes, sir.
Or Santa Fe, really.
That's right.
And they had beautiful beans up there.
Yes.
And you know, before they could pick them, the market went completely out.
Yes, sir.
And that all them beans there just plowed under.
That's right, sir.
All them beans.
Yes, sir. Well, lots of times we'd run into something like that. Now, I don't know how the farmers are now, but they used to come in just after when they start up in that section, we'd be about through here, you know. It starts on South Florida and just keep coming on up, you know, looks like that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So if you hit it right, you'll be...
Yes, sometimes we have. Of course, we used to, back years ago, we used to make good off of beans.
Mm-hmm.
When it got to the place, sometimes it just kept having it.
I've heard Mr. Boyd say, I heard somebody ask him one time, what's the best he ever done in raising vegetables?
Yes.
And he said beans.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, he lived back across over there, where Mr. Franklin got now. He lived back in there. It's about near a mile back over there where he lived. They call him a crazy place. And he farmed. He used to raise lots of them back in there. His,
mm-hmm.
his good bean land, you know, his damp land, you know. Sometimes it get too wet, but he got it on the hard work, and he done pretty good over there on beans.
Well, he didn't raise the beans up there on the road.
Not too much. Yeah, I think he planted some since he's been up there, but most of this beans we used to raise back there. Well, after he moved up on the road, he farmed that place right on, back there.
Oh, that was another place.
Yes, another place.
But it is back of where he is now?
It's right straight across there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Right straight across there. It was all that was in the scrub there between here and there then. But I think it's Franklin on that place now. They say it is about... And the whole tract of land is about 600 acres, so they tell me it was in there, but all it wasn't cleared. But here's quite a bit of a different fields were cleared up.
Now, that's Mr. Franklin's, or that's the old McCrady place?
Yes, it was Mr. Franklin now.
Both of them, oh, the whole
yes,
thing.
Yeah, it was the McCrady place. The man what used to own it back years ago, His name was John McCready.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and we always called it McCready Place.
Well, now, what road was that on?
It was back in the scrub there. It wasn't on no road.
It wasn't on no road?
No, sir. Because the road used to turn off right back there and go right across the woods about a half a mile. It's about a mile right back over in yonder now.
Well, the road wasn't so far from you then.
No, sir, it went in there.
When it went in there?
That's right, sir. No, sir.
And then you just went on through the scrub?
Yes, sir, until you got there. It's just about a mile over there, kind of, say, about a northwest from here, I guess.
And you remember it back there?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever farm it?
No, sir. I did farm a place just this side right behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I farmed a little field this side of that.
But that's where Mr. Boyd lived at one time.
Yes, sir. He lived there at one time. He had a house on it.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was good bean land. That was most. It's good land for most any kind of vegetables, but it was wet land, you know. It wasn't too much for cotton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I heard him talking, and he had a system, worked out a system of putting two rows on a bed.
Beans, yes, yeah. Sir. I seen him. I never did plant them that way, but I seen him plant them a lot of that.
Well, now, how did he do that, would it? I'm not exactly remember how he said.
Well, the word I can see him do it, you know, he'd make a bed. He'd just take his turn plow, you know, use a mule.
Yeah.
He'd bait like that, you know, and wide enough. He plant them bean rows 3 foot apart. The bed are wide enough. He put one row on this side of the bed and one on that side.
Yeah.
About a foot from the edge of the bed.
Yeah.
Half a foot, a foot.
Yeah.
And he put two rows on that same, one on one side, just like that. Mm-hmm. And the bed be wide enough to hold both of them rows. That's the way he done that.
Well, now, I'm not sure what would he gain by doing that.
I couldn't see anything what he'd gain. Now, he think he would gain something, but I don't see what would he gain by doing that. I don't know. I don't know what his eyes are doing, but I seen his field, and that's where he had them planted, just two rows on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't see, if he's putting them rows 3 foot apart, what would make the difference if I put them 3 foot apart all the way across the field, you know. I don't see what it would be. Well, I know one thing, it'll take more land, because you got to have a water for around there, and between every one of them beds, you know. For the walk, and I don't see where he would gain anything. Now, on excepting one thing. Now, that land he's working is wet land.
It
might have been. He could dry them small beds quick, and he could, you know, by being on them beds, you know, like that, he could keep them more dry.
I see.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Probably it could have been that.
Uh-huh.
It was that. That's the only thing I can see.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I guess so, because sometimes you're going to have a
wet season, that's right.
And then sometimes you haven't got enough moisture.
You need rain, that's
needed.
True. Yes,
sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, I sure would wish love to see some bean country again.
Yes, sir.
I tell you know, it's nice to have something growing like that.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
In the whole neighborhood.
Yes, it is.
Well, I bet you these people around here, they don't get beans anymore.
No, sir. No, sir, they don't. And it used to be, well, it along in them time, it was plenty of wet ground for the women folks and the children, you know.
Yeah.
Picking beans,
yeah.
Plenty of it.
Yeah.
Had all to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then that gives the children something to do.
Yes, sir, that gives them something to do. Well, they wouldn't be in the development.
Yes, and running off and wanting a little money to spend.
That's right, sir. That's right,
yes,
sir.
I tell you, that's kind of hard to beat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is all right. People made a fair living then. They made it. They got along all right. They lived. And sometimes some of them made pretty good little money out of it.
Yes. And if a man got a few hundred dollars ahead, he was in pretty good shape, wasn't
he? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was in pretty good shape. He could kind of go then.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, he got a few hundred dollars ahead and had him credit, you know, where people wouldn't scared of to trust him, you know. He could live pretty good then. Yes, sir.
He'd do well as he needed to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, sir, that's hard to beat, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't know these things.
That's the truth. Yes, sir, I guess. Well, and there's a way, you know, don't care how much a fella has, you know, someday he has to leave it.
Yes, sir.
And I guess that's the thing that'd be worrying him when he get ready to leave, he'll buy his money, I guess.
And you leave it to these young people, and then they...
It'll go then. Yes, sir, it'll go.
Hurt them as much as it's doing good.
Yes, sir. Well, sometimes it does more harm than do good.
Yes, sir.
Now, they worked in timber back in here. Where was Mr. Trevantine?
Yes.
Where did Mr. Patterson have his sawmill?
Back across the river, right in there. Where you see that little, where you don't see no large tree right in there with them bushes there, right?
Yeah.
That's where he had his sawmill right there.
Yeah. And all this had that cypress in there then?
Yes. He cut cypress. Now, when he first started cutting, he cut right down there about where that on the rail, by where the fish of that trusser. Well, that was on this side of the road. Well, that was on this land, the striking timber. Cut out of that swamp. Then on that side, it belongs to the Pfeiffer people, on that side of the road.
And he didn't work in the Pfeiffer place?
Who was Pastor? Yes, sir. He cut some of that before he left.
Oh, he did?
Yes, sir. They cut some down in there before he left. But the most he cut is down on Mr. Franklin, down there.
Oh.
Yes. But they cut some in the Pfeiffer down there.
Well, now, when he was cutting down there, Mr. Franklin didn't own it.
Yes, sir.
Did he?
Yes.
Did he?
I think so. He owned it. I don't know whether it belongs to Mr. Benny then or his mother, or how it was, but it belongs to Franklin.
How far back does he go?
Who?
Franklin.
Down that way?
No, how far back did he go? I mean, how... back in your daddy's time?
No, sir. It just belongs to a man, well, it belongs to a woman by the name of Miss Kelly. She had a... I believe the man who stayed out here on it was her uncle, I think it was. I think Miss Kelly was this man. His name is Pickering. His niece. I think Miss Kelly was his niece. Well, he stayed out here on it. Well, the woman was named, I don't know what the other part of the name is. That is her place where I farmed on back over there next to. Where Mr. Boyd used to live at, McCready Place. This man, he had a little field cleaned up back there, and he wanted me to farm it some, and I farmed some back there with him. He wanted to plant some, he loved to plant English peas. And he planted English peas and a few lettuce, and he wasn't so much of corn, and so I planted corn, you know, and gave him the fourth of it. That's pay for the rent.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth of the corn. That's what I is a good land he had cleared up back there. And so he owned that land then. And the same land, but I don't know how some of them say he got behind in taxes. And Mr. Franklin's father paid up the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had started before he died. And this other thing, and then he's taking.
This man's daddy lived in here?
This man, Mickle?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. He the one that started that mill there.
Well, his daddy?
His daddy started, yes, sir.
Or is his daddy who started it all?
Yes, his daddy started that mill. His daddy started all this in there. This fellow here was a boy then.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I know when they first started it. When they first started, they had a shelter. They used to grind corn over that shelter just about. Wasn't about twice as big as one of the shelters I got there. That's what the ground corn. I have carried there many times, getting ground.
Oh.
You know, grit mill, you know.
Yeah.
And then they used to cut some lumber and cut shingles. They sold shingles at the first start, too.
Yeah.
And he kept on adding on, doing until they got where it is. Of course, lots of this year, what he got there now, it wasn't there when the old man died.
Yeah.
This Franklin here. Improved lots of that. Well.
How long has the old man been dead, Cole?
I don't know, sir, what year he died in, but he had all this, he didn't have all this land neither. Stevie had bought that again. Now he had bought a piece of land over there where they're living at right now, where this man got his helper staying up that side of the road. The old man had that in, had that before he died.
Mm-hmm.
And they said he had bought this year in right back over there, what I was talking about just now. But I don't know what year he died in now.
World War II?
Just about the beginning of it, I guess, like that.
Yeah.
Near as I can come at it, you know.
Kind of hard to remember.
Yes, that's right.
Well, this fellow had it a good while then, hadn't he?
Yes, he had it a good while.
And he grew up out here?
Yes, he right there in Micanopy.
Oh, they lived in Micanopy when he was growing up.
You know that big house right across the street from Buster Mountain? That big house over there, right across the street over there?
You mean right there on Main Street?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, he's mountain place here, and there's a store right there, and that house set right across the street there.
Yeah.
Well, that's where this fellow was raised there, that way.
Yeah.
That's my first of knowing the old man. He had been around there a good many years before that, because he used to be a sawyer. When he first come there, he told me he was a sawyer man to run the mill kind of on the west side of Macanova.
Oh.
And he used to saw for him. That's when he first come there. He was a sawyer. And I think he just stayed on the Macanova.
Mm-hmm.
And he started a business of his own.
Well, I didn't realize that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This young Franklin was raised at Macanova. I don't know. He must have been, if he was born at that time they first come there, I don't think he was born then, because couldn't be. The age he is, he couldn't have been born. Because
mm-hmm.
when this man first come there, I was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew he ain't nothing like I was out here.
You going to plant something around your peach trees then?
Well, yeah, I guess I'll plant some peas or something else a bit on that. I want to clean up around that pretty soon, break up and trim them up, you know, and be some peas or something in there.
Mm-hmm. Now, you use Emma for that, don't you?
Yes. I ain't got no tractor. Yet, so
uh-huh.
I use her. Yeah.
Them peaches bear?
Yes, sir. They had a pretty good crop of them this year. And I tell you what, we've been running into some trouble with them all except this past year. This year now, at least. This year ain't going yet. They've been in the dry spring and they be a little wormy, but it wasn't this time. It wasn't wormy this time.
Mm-hmm.
We got a rain in time, you know. The rain been coming too late, you know, for to do them any good, and look like to me it'd be kind of wormy. It
mm-hmm.
wouldn't be quite so good.
Mm-hmm.
But it is all right. It is nice this time.
Oh, I like it back here.
Well, it'll do all right. It'll do all right, because you don't have no trouble if nobody don't come here and bother it, because ain't nobody never come here and bother me yet. I don't be much unease about that.
No. Some people just live afraid somebody gonna come in and molest them.
Yes, sir. That's right, sir. Yes.
Well, they could do it, but there wouldn't be anything you can do about it.
No, sir. It wouldn't be anything.
If they wanted to molest you.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Oh, you've been hauling a little hay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Garrett gave me that yesterday.
Oh.
And I bought it. I had bought some from Mr. Williams, and I had it in the barn. He asked me, did I have enough? I could. So he gave me 9 bales yesterday.
Well, good for him.
Yes, sir.
He's a good neighbor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mr. Boyd's not able to do much now, is he?
No, sir. But he walks the road a plenty. It looks like to me that's just about as bad as working.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. you always see him on the road.
Yeah.
And he don't for B's age, he don't like it, don't mind it so bad. He takes the chance, you know. One day I seen him on the road going over there to the Gus's place, way back over there.
Uh-huh.
But I think he's thinking on catching rides. But when I seen him, because I was coming from Gainesville that day, and I was taking him right down between here and his house, and I brought him back for his railroad crossing. He got out, and so I don't know how long it was for the next man to come along.
Yeah.
He might have to walk all the way.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it happened that way, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been along there a time or two. This little old ashtray, you put buttons in it.
Yes, he put buttons in it, yes.
Yeah.
I don't smoke cigars. I used to smoke cigars. I don't smoke them now. I thank you.
You smoke cigars?
Yes, I smoke sometime. You know, I don't smoke them regular.
Yeah.
I quit smoking altogether.
Yeah.
Yes, sometimes I smoke cigar.
That's just a big habit.
Sir?
It's just a big habit.
I think it is. I think it's just about like the whiskey. Yeah. The man drinking whiskey. It's a habit to get into it. Like you claim it can't do without it.
Yeah.
I used to drink some of that, but I quit that, and I get along better since I quit.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. I wish I had known that when I was growing up, you know.
Yes, sir.
I could have saved a lot of
time. Well, I could have, too. I could have saved some money.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But I was a long time finding it out, but I did finally find it out. And I just thinking, I was the other day, like, I know lots of old men now still drink it. And I just feel like if a man have drank it, he should have drank it in his younger days, and get old, and it's time to quit it then.
Yeah, turn it over to somebody else.
Yes, let somebody else have it.
Mr. Patterson, now, where'd they all come from that helped him over there? Making open around?
Some of them come making over there, and they brought some help from Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Some of his regular hands.
Yes, they brought a lot of them from Georgia, the biggest majority of them.
Well, where did he put them up?
With the hand.
Uh-huh.
Now, the fellow who stayed here, I let have that house there. Of course, he didn't bring him here, but he kept a few of them there. They had a few little shacks built right over there, edge of them trees
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And he stayed right in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that way, they're right there where they wanted to be.
Yes, they were that way. And a few of them come from making over. They'd walk it every morning and night.
Well, now, is there any timber back in there now?
Not too much. You know, they cut all that, the people from Palatka, they cut that, you know, since they started using that oak and other gum and everything for pokewood,
uh-huh.
They cut it last year for pokewood all over there.
Oh.
And I thought they were going to clean it up and put trees, pine trees out in there, but they must be figuring on cutting it again. They ain't done nothing to it.
I see.
Yes. Well, they cut all across there, but I think it's some pine timber right down across the pond right over there. I don't think they cut it yet, you know, kind of pokewood pine.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know whether it wasn't enough for them to cut or not.
Well, now, the Pfeiffer's don't still own that.
No, sir, but that other company, what they sold the land out to, they own it.
I see.
Yes,
sir.
They still own it.
Well, how far did the Pfeiffer place come?
He come just this.
Clear on up to here?
Yes, to the line that other side of the rail over there, where the bushes there. And go back that to the big highway, then get across the bridge. It spreads out on both sides of the highway, across from both sides.
Oh, really? He owned a lot of land.
Eh? Oh, goodness. He owned, might say, all like if they counted, just principal. He owned, you could get on his land right. Actually, I'll tell you, and you could, of course, people had little lots in between you and Hawthorne, but I believe you could go to Hawthorne and not get off it.
Mm.
Just walk around other people's land.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, sir. They had the world and everything. And you tell me, well, you was out somewhere to stay, people say it didn't cost him much, because I don't know much about his business. He got somebody taxes and lots of taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be in them times, you get lots of land taxes.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't pay up taxes, you know, and you'd buy it in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That's where lots of us bought it.
And you take somebody like that who had plenty of money to work with.
Yes, sir.
And all he had to do was go to the courthouse and see what it was.
That's all he had to do. And to tell me, he just had him a man hired, a lawyer in Gainesville.
Yeah.
Just to do that for him. See after that. Keep up with the land, you know.
Yeah.
Buy it in, you know. He had the money in the mail. Had the man hide you away. And they got the most of it too in them times.
Well, now he used to do a little sawmilling himself.
Yes, sir. For a while he sawmilled some. And 10 times when he died, he said. And the 10 times went on after he died. The surgery carried on up there to. All the five of men died. Just three of the brothers of them.
Yeah.
And all of them died, and that's time the women folks started selling out.
Oh, I see.
Some of it. I don't know where they. They said it fell off with the hat on the east side of Gainesville or somewhere, or something like that. I don't know how it's so, but they, you know how these people, they bought all the school young men back to Hawthorne all around.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. They bought that.
One of them, I guess, was always Will.
That is the oldest one.
That's oldest.
He was the main man.
He was the main one.
He was the main one. He was the main one. These other Mr. I know them. Though them all, you know, they wasn't my age. They come along like my daddy, I think.
Yeah.
And Mr. Will and Mr. Lang and Mr. Gus. Mr. Gus was the youngest one. Now, Mr. Lang and Mr. Gus, they stayed, well, all of them stayed in Gainesville, but they were the ones tending to the bank there.
Oh.
And so Mr. Will died first, and then these other kids on the bank right on.
Uh-huh. Well, did Mr. Will get out more than the others?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He get out. He didn't work in there. He had some others stay in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they runs a each store there, too, at his time. And and these others would tend to that in town, and he'd get out.
Uh-huh.
He just all about now. And he used to tend to the 10 time.
Oh.
Yes, sir. He runs the 10 time still up there, too.
Uh-huh.
When he first started 10 times, he bought interest in it. The 10 times man come to Rochelle and put up one, so he bought part interest in it. And he didn't know nothing about it 10 times before that time. And he must have liked it all right, Nelson. Then
he bought him out.
Yes. He went into it. His
was there a fellow named Waits?
Yes. They were in together too a while. But,
yeah.
Mr. Sam Waits, that was Mr. Bud Waits. I reckon that's the one you know then. His name was Bud Waits. That's Mr. Sandway's son, but Mr. Sandway's, that's the one him and Miss Five was in together.
Oh.
He lived at Grove Park, too.
Did he?
Yes, at Grove Park.
Uh-huh.
That is Woodway's dad and Sandway.
Well, now, you see, I never, since I've been down here,
yes.
I never been out in this country at all.
No, sir.
I've been down here mostly, but mostly I was on the west side of town.
That's right, sir.
So I don't know any of this country over here.
No, sir.
Just got no knowledge of it at all.
No, sir.
Where did you do your trading?
Well, see, I mostly at Everston and Macanova. Macanova used to be the most of the place that we doing the most of it. Now, these late years have been doing the principal. Ever since Mr. Fred Wood's daddy, he been keeping that store there. Well, we've been trading principal most, about a half of it anyhow, a little bit more over half sometime at Everston.
Uh-huh.
And so, after his daddy died, I've been here these late years, I've been doing most of the grocery trading there with him. I find, listen, if I was go to Gainesville, I could do better, but making up there, I didn't practice it. I can do just as good down there right now as I can of making up it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, buy things just as cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't in neither place too cheap, but I can buy things just as cheap there.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know how much a fella saves by trading at these big stores. They got some things they advertise.
Yes.
But I don't know. By and large, I don't know.
No, sir. Well, that's what I think about a lot of time. If I could save a couple of dollars by going to Gainesville, but after I'd buy my gasoline and go there, there wouldn't be much sale in nowhere.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I see I work up there.
That's right, sir.
And go right by them big stores.
And you can buy your groceries, right?
Yes, but we buy about as much out here as we're doing there.
Yes, sir.
I tell you one thing, we buy there, at one place there.
Yes, sir.
And that's the meat.
Yes, sir. That's right, sir.
Because there's one good butcher that my wife knows.
Yes, sir.
And you know how it's always been that way. If you
yes,
could, wherever you get your meat, you'd just more than likely.
That's right. That's right.
Go there.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Oh, we buy about as much down here as ever.
Yes, sir. Well, that's me. I do both of my grocery trading right there with him. Cause, well, I can buy things from him. Cheaper than I can in the tractor right now. Of course, I've traded a little of that in the tractor. He had me last time I traded it. I traded some up there with him.
Now, you never have gone much to Hawthorne.
Well, some, not very much.
Mm-hmm.
No more than back years ago when I used to plant cotton. You had a cotton gin at Hawthorne. We used to buy our fertilized cotton from Hawthorne. That's where he used to get it from Hawthorne.
Oh.
And cotton seed the plant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They had a gin there at Hawthorne.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and take your wood in. I want to go over and visit within a minute.
Yes, sir. I think they didn't have too much of a bite, but they just watched. They let you know when anybody around all right now.
Yeah. Did they catch rabbits and squirrels?
Well,
and
they would go out there. That's not keep that oven tight. Keep them going out in. And what was it? They go been out too much for me.
Yeah.
And I tired that other one.
I guess you can hear them running things when they get out.
Yes, sir.
Hi there, beautiful. Oh, she's beautiful.
Yes, sir, but she looks kind of woolly. A little woolly, though, now.
Oh, she does look woolly.
Yes, sir.
I declare.
I know she likes, she kind of a little lame in that right back foot there. I don't know. I noticed it this morning. It looked like to me it was a little... I got to try to trim her feet up some.
What are you going up there for, beautiful? See?
Whoa.
What are you going to do?
Whoa.
Huh? Whoa. What are you going to do? Say.
Whoa.
Why, you a beautiful mule. Yeah.
Yes, sir. She can work a little right on.
Yes, sir.
Whoa.
Hi there. Hi there, Miss Emma.
Hi there, pretty.
Whoa. Hi there. Oh, you are a shaggy girl. Yeah.
Got plenty of wool on now.
Oh, you are. You know, we worked all the time I'd grown up. We worked mules.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it's been a long time since I worked one. I bet you they'd just go right across the bean rows with me now.
Yes,
I couldn't,
sir,
keep them in a straight row.
Right, sir.
Look at that. She's friendly.
Yes, sir. She's all right. She knew when you first came, you were a stranger. She's all right.
Well, what do you know?
Yes,
sir. Well, now she quieted down right fast.
Yes, sir.
Now, what's she coming up for?
You rub it just now.
Visit a little bit?
Yes.
Oh, look at that. Now, she don't get work much now, does she?
No, sir. Seems like she do.
How big is she?
What she weigh?
Yeah.
I don't know, sir. What you call one that size way? Because if you take... A mule ought to be solid. They ought to weigh pretty good.
Yeah. Well, look at that. Well, I didn't know she gonna be that friendly. Well, now, will she? You know, I haven't handled mules so long. Will she bite me or?
No, sir.
If she don't put her ears back.
No, sir. She don't bite. And ain't no damn ass. She won't try to kick you. You know, unless you woke up. To on the north, like that, on the back end of it, kind of scared like that. But if you let her know you're back there, she won't try to kill you.
Well, you know, some animals just seem like they want to hurt you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, just mean want to fight, sir.
Yeah. Just seem like they got that disposition.
That's
I've seen them like that.
Yes, I have too. I have too.
I've seen horses, mules.
Yes.
All like that.
Yes.
That's
a... It's late today.
Maybe late today?
Yes.
Yeah, that sun's getting on down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, Emma, you're a pretty lady. How long does it take you and Emma to get up to the store whenever you drive her?
Well,
20 minutes?
30. It takes a good, if I just drive a walk, 30 by 30, 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, you never ride her, you just take your wagon.
Yeah, take your wagon. Now, I got it from the Sugar Man boy, Mr. Boyd's son.
Mm-hmm.
Not Sugar Man, that other, Thomas.
Yeah.
And he went down here, so he said, I'll land and got her. Well, when he brought her here, I had a little bay mare, and she had got so fast, walked so fast, and I traded her. And he rode her here, but I didn't ride her none Right off, and I never did try. And after I waited so long, I wouldn't try because I thought she might have tried to throw me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The mule is kind of hard to steal anyhow if you for riding.
Yeah.
Your back ain't made up like a horse. And so I never did ride. But she was riding when he rode her here and he brought her here.
Yeah.
Had the saddle on her.
Yeah. They don't walk like a horse either, do they?
No, sir. It's different. Well, it's just not to move different, look like from a horse.
Yeah.
You can be on one riding there, and it's a big difference in the riding of him and he is on the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, she got a big head.
Yes, sir. Well, she pretty good size, too, as you. That, of course, like you could tell it by a flounder. Now, sometimes when I go to lay off the road and use a stick, you know, I can't see so good over. I have to look on the side, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You can't see the top of the pole so good, you know,
or
at a long distance.
Yeah.
Yes. She ought to weigh, I don't know whether she weighs 1,200 pounds or not. She ought to weigh 1,000 anyway, wouldn't she?
Oh, Lord. She
weigh more than that?
She looks like half again as big as a cow that weighs 1,000 pounds.
Yes, sir.
But I'm no judge, you know. It just depends
on
how
they.
I ain't.
I'm not no judge about a horse, and I've been handling them too. But by the weight, I ain't no judge about how much weight she always. I reckon she might weigh 1,200 or 1,400 pounds, maybe something like that. She pretty good size, all right now.
Well, now what sort of rations she get?
I give her some that I give one coffee can. I mean, next to the house, I think it's called pound can, ground coffee. I use the can to measure it in. Can of that oat and a can of that is full of corn, shell corn, and this cow feed. I mix a cupful of that in there with it. That'll make it eat it better.
Cow feed?
Yes, sir.
Snap corn?
No, sir, it wasn't snap corn. Well, she don't seem to like that snap corn, so
no.
Is that a young dandy cow feed, you know?
Oh.
They say it's just made for a cow, but
yeah.
I've been giving to this. I had her giving some of that.
Uh-huh.
I was using for milk cow, you know, then I just put a cupful in that. Like, she eat it better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, snap corn, she won't eat it so good, just give it to her by herself.
No.
She eats some of it, but she don't like it so well.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Now, can you get some of that coffee at the store there and everything?
Yes, he gets it for me.
Yeah.
I got to take that for him from the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets it from Ocala or something.
Yeah. What size you get? 50 pounds?
It was 100.
100 pounds. Size.
Yes, sir.
This is the end of Channel 1 over. This is the end of Channel 1 over. And into the tape on that Christmas Day eve of... I've Woodard Coleman, and this is the end of Channel 1 over. It'll be continued on Channel 2 right. This is the end of Channel 1 over, Wednesday, the 25th of December, 1968, Woodard Coleman, up at the Micanopy Junction.